Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel, the founder and the CEO of Talk, Listen, Communicate, LLC. She is the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She is the top communication expert in our brain trust and one of the top communication experts in the galaxy. And she's our good friend Beverly. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. And we've been talking about, you know, kind of the structure of a conversation.
Yeah.
Get in conversation mode, initiate asking that question that's just a little different.
And now you've got three more of those keys.
I do. So the third one is go into a conversation with a purpose. So when you go to the next business gathering or meeting in your community, have a purpose. What is it you'd like to come out with? In other words, if you're at a setting where you're very familiar and you see someone that might be new to the situation, your purpose could be to really make that person feel welcome,
mm-hmm.
or to be a help to them, you know, to connect them to somebody. To be a connector of people is a wonderful purpose to have. But don't just go somewhere and just be who's there and have these random conversations.
But also, don't make the purpose only about you.
Oh, no, not at all.
If you want to get someone to never forget you, as you're ending your visit, as you're about to leave them, say this to them: what can I do to help you?
And they will never forget you. Jim always does that.
but they'll never forget you. And the thing is that you have to do it at the end. You can't do it in the middle because it sounds gratuitous, but you also have to mean it.
Yes. And that kind of leads up to 4 and 5. Great segue, because the fourth thing is find a need. Find something that you can do for that person. And it doesn't mean that you will do it, but again, you know people. Be a connector of people. And if you really want to make a good impression, connect one person to another. They're both going to love you for it.
Can I add a wrinkle to your need thing?
Yes.
When you find out what they need and you establish that with them, whatever that may be, if you hear them talking about it, you know, you obviously won't say, "Well, I see that's what you need." But as you're talking to them about that, try to find out beyond what they need, what is it about that they want?
Yes. Yeah.
Because we need to breathe, we need shelter and food, right? But we want something that's just a little bit more.
So go beyond the what and get to the why.
Yeah, because that'll separate you from other people too.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm.
And you accomplish that best by listening and not half listening. So when they start talking, don't have your brain go, "Oh, I know what they want or need." No. Keep listening. Keep asking some questions.
Yeah, this is not a good time to be presumptuous, is it?
That's right. And then, of course, you know, I teach clients the art of being able to restate back using your own words so you don't sound like a parrot to prove to the person that you've listened to them, which leads us up to the last step, which is follow through. You know, it's like you're saying, you know, what can I do for you? You know, if somebody says something, you've got to follow through. So have your devices there, whether you pull out your smartphone and make yourself a note, whatever it is that you're going to do, you follow through, because that makes a lasting impression. It says, I can count on this person. This is a person of their word. I like this person.
And here's a handy approach that's helped me so many times over the years, Beverly. It's almost always at the ready. Somehow, whenever you've discovered what is on this other person's mind or what they do or whatever's going on in the conversation, if you've been around a while like I have, you know, I'm not prematurely gray. My hair is not prematurely gray, but I've been around a long time. More than likely, I know somebody that can help this person.
Yeah.
And so, to me, one of my favorite things to do is to find a way to connect them with somebody else.
And you are very good at that. You have connected me several times.
Well, the thing is, and you have too, the thing is this is a great way to guess what? You've done something nice for them, and you got it off your plate.
Yes. I call it the human connection.
Yeah.
It's a very kind thing to do. It's kind to the individual that you're doing it for. It's kind to the person you're connecting them with, hopefully. And it will also pay you dividends in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win-win.
People remember that you introduced them to somebody. When I talked earlier about something happened to me that was critical ultimately to me, I still remember who did that.
Yes. Yes.
And I have a title for that. It's called Putting Good People with Good People.
Mm. That's right. Putting Good People with Good People.
So you can steal that, folks. You can use that.
Yes.
So last thoughts, Bev. 30 seconds.
My last thoughts is you're going to be having conversations anyway. We're going to be meeting people, saying, hello, how are you? Make them matter. Put a little bit of thought, a little bit of planning, a little bit of spice and energy into them, and you'll be amazed what they will do for you. Go out there and communicate.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, if you'll do it with the right attitude, an attitude of giving, you know, my friend Ivan Meiser says, givers gain.
Yep.
Give first and receive second.
Yep.
Cast your bread upon the water, all that. If you do it with that attitude, folks, you'll use these five tips that Beverly's given us. These are outstanding. Beverly, give us the website again quickly.
www.talklisten.com.
Come back again soon, Bev. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you.
Beverly Inman Ebel, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.